Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Herb Plus. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Griggs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Griggs. And now, play ball. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Hunter scores. Minoso moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chrisley, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Ralph Lumenti now pitching. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Moran moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Nixon scores. Moran moves to third. McLish moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ralph Lumenti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lumenti hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Sievers now playing left field. Eddie Yost now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chrisley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLish hits a line drive into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yost scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bridges is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Ralph Lumenti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lumenti is 0-for-1 in the game. Lumenti strikes out. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Plus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Korchek now catching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1. Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nixon moves to third. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McLish hits a pop-up towards third. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Korchek and he is safe. Moran steals second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yost scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. Moran moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Minny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 10-1, Indians. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Al Sicott now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-2 in the game. Severs hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Korchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Korchek strikes out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-2 in the game. Chrisley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Faith Roneberry now playing center field. Bobby Mockmus now playing second base. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mockmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Moran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Cal McLish. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Herb Score now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Alvarez pinch runs for Rocky Bridges. Bobby Mockmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mockmus strikes out. One out. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Alvarez now playing shortstop. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarez. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Korchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Korchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Korchek is called out on strikes. 1 out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chrisley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.